This is the Aligned Athlete Podcast, the place for basketball players who are looking to unlock their limitless potential on and off the court by tapping into their mindset, habits, and lifestyle design. If this sounds like your kind of thing, come and hang out with me. I'm your host, Dr. Rosie Mead, mental performance coach to some of the top basketball players. Make sure you connect with me. You can find me on all social channels at Dr. Rosie Mead. But for now, let's head into today's episode. So I'm hopping on quickly at the end of Friday, because on Friday, this is when I'm talking to clients about their wins for the week. And as I was sending messages out to clients and asking them to share their successes, I just thought I'd really like to put this question out to all of us, because I'd love to know, I mean, for one, how amazing would it be if we can create a positivity thread? So this is going out on all different channels and platforms and my podcast as well. If you were to message or comment on a thread to say what your wins are from this week, how amazing would that be to just see what everyone's wins have been? What have your successes been? And lift each other up, because I want that to be, you know, at the end of Friday, I want us all to be on that kind of positivity train. It's really cheesy to say, but it is that, you know, let's get on that positivity train, lift one another up, stay on that momentum that we're on. And if you're just not feeling it right now, delving into where you have had wins, no matter how small, that can then help you to step out of whatever funk we're feeling into feeling more positive. And then that's going to generate momentum to, like I was saying in the video this morning, to then create that motivation to actually go and take action to get us to where we want to be. But I think often we can get so focused on the outcome. You know, we can be so driven by the goal and feeling the way we want to feel when we achieve that goal. You know, that success can be seen as success sometimes, that we forget that this is a journey. And actually, if we get so focused on the outcome side, what's going to happen is that you achieve that outcome one way or another. You achieve it, and you might not necessarily enjoy it along the way. And then when you get to that goal, you achieve the outcome, we kind of feel a bit flat, because then we're not quite sure where to go next. Whereas if we see this as a journey, as a process, and we see the ups and downs, you know, we accept it, don't necessarily enjoy it all the time, but we accept those as part of this process, as part of that journey, then what happens is we continue. You know, whatever happens in life, whatever curveballs come our way, we're seeing it as that journey rather than seeing it as we're going to get to this destination. Because when we get to that destination, if we haven't appreciated the journey that we've taken and that route, we're just going to feel flat and we're going to feel a bit lost. So celebrating your wins, bringing it back to point, celebrating your wins can be a really good way to do that. So I would love to know, what have your wins been from this week? And, you know, like I said, they don't have to be huge. Some of them might be. And, you know, share them. Share the big wins, share the small wins, share everything in between. Focusing on, where have you had a sense of achievement this week? Where did you think, you know, actually, I was really pleased that I did that. Or, you know, maybe I didn't procrastinate. So that was one of my wins this week. I'd been procrastinating on writing a report for a while, and this week I just got it done, because I stopped myself from going down that route of finding excuses, another week, another reason, or 100 reasons not to do this thing. And I just did it, and it's done, and it feels good. So that's one of my small wins. But, you know, looking at, where have you had that sense of success, of wins, of, you know, just small satisfactions, even really tiny things like, this is completely out of my control, but my daughter stayed in her bed for the whole night last night. She still woke up at 5, but that's fine because I get up at 5. And that felt like, you know, that was a win. So where have your wins been this week? And the more that you reflect on this, you know, if you like to journal, and if you don't journal, now might be a really great time to start it, because you can just let that pen flow. And the more that you think about the various wins and successes you've had during the week, the more will flow to you, because you'll start noticing more and more. And the thing is, our brain can often get in that spiral with negativity. it's almost quite easy for our brain to go that way. It's like a comfort. We get used to thinking that way. It takes a little bit more effort to focus on the positives. But like with any skill, and this is a mental skill, the more you train your brain to spot the positives, the more you spot the positives. And so the more that you do this work and you practice this reflection, you know, I'm doing it with you at the end of the week, do it every day. The more that your brain spots positive things, and the more opportunities you spot to create positive moments, and the spiral just continues. So I shall leave it at that. This is probably my shortest one ever. But I would absolutely love to know, where have your wins been this week? Where have those successes been? Like I said, whatever platform you're watching or listening to this on, let's have a bit of a positivity thread. You know, share these out to the world. And the more that you share, the more that you get that energy back as well. And that goes back to what I was talking about earlier this morning. What you put out, you receive. So I look forward to seeing what your wins have been this week, and hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, why not share it with 3 friends? Don't forget to connect with me. You can find me on all social channels at Dr. Rosie Mead.